Well, a very good evening to you once again. I'm Greg Stinsidi. It's a minute and a half after the hour of 6 o'clock, listening to the Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM. And usually around this time on Sundays, we have for you the Better Health Radio Show. And today, it's no different. And we've got the good doctor, Dr. Renee Boyce. She has a team of guests this evening, and she's going to present to you the Better Health Radio Show. Good evening, doctor. How are you doing?
Hi, good evening, Gregston. How are you?
I am not too bad, you know. Not too bad at all.
Okay, it's great to see you. It's great to be back here another Sunday.
Pleasure is always mine when you have your guest and yourself here. And this evening is special because we are sponsored by AA Lackey. So we're going to say a very good evening to them. AA Lackey, thank you so much.
Yes, wonderful. Good evening to AA Lackey as well. Looking forward to getting into our program this evening where we're having a heart-to-heart conversation with some very special people. And true to form on the show, we will be having some specialists on board who will be able to guide us through our conversation this evening. But as usual, let's just say hello to everybody who's listening in. Thank you for being regular listeners to the show. I got a call from one of our regular listeners just the other day, Mr. Hope. So I just want to say a special good afternoon to you, or good evening, more correctly. Good evening, Mr. Hope, and to all the others who call in regularly. Thank you for being a significant part of our show. And if you want to give us a call on the show, 434-1790, that will get you into the studio. If you want to send a WhatsApp, that's 266-4862. Let me get right into our show this evening. We have a lot of ground to cover. Cardiology is one of those subjects that's wide and varied. And we have two very special people here this evening. We have Mr. Barry Knight. Good evening, Barry. How are you doing? You have to unmute your mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yes, this evening I'm fine. I'm doing well today.
Okay, we're looking forward to hearing from you in just a few minutes about what's so special about you. And the other person we want to say a special hello to is Miss Alicia Griffith. Hi, Alicia. Alicia was here earlier. Alicia, are you still with us? Okay, she might have dropped out, so we'll give her
when she comes back, we will readmit her.
Yes. Technology, you know, if we were in studio, I don't think that one of us could just disappear all of a sudden, but these are the times in which we live, and we're grateful for the technology. And on our specialist panel, we have Dr. Don Scantlebury. We had Don in last week. Don is an interventional cardiologist who is very, very highly qualified. And we want to say good evening to you, Don, the brainchild behind this series as well.
Hi, Renee. Good to see you again.
And lastly, but by no means least, we've left the greats for the end, and a special, special warm welcome to Dr. Raymond Massey. Good evening, Dr. Massey. How are you?
Unmute.
Yes, unmute, Dr. Massey. If you go over your... You found it?
Yeah, he has to unmute his mic as well.
Yes, put your cursor on your screen and you'll see the microphone come up. And you should just click it and you'll be able to... All right. So whilst we wait for Dr. Massey to unmute his mic and get everything technologically sound... Dr. Massey is a cardiologist with many years of experience, When I was a student, Dr. Massey was a cardiologist, and I have been practicing for over a decade. And that just gives you an idea as to how long Dr. Massey was practicing. As a matter of fact, the only thing that has changed for Dr. Massey is the amount of gray that he now has. I think that's the only difference. That is the only thing that has given away the passage of time. So what I want to do is hear in just a few minutes, Barry, let's hear your heart story.
Okay, you want me to start like from the very beginning or from when I was diagnosed?
A little before you were diagnosed, because that will give the listeners, a chance to understand what prompted you to seek medical attention. And that's what we want. We want to be able to let persons know what symptoms need to guide them towards medical attention.
Okay. I was a very active young adult. I did a lot of running, played basketball, track and field, as well as going to the gym. But you know, as you get a little bit older and life starts to slow down a bit, you're not into those activities as much. So I had gained a little weight, and I really didn't think anything about some of these signs that my body was telling me. You know, I attributed to getting older and putting on a bit more weight. But basically, the signs were there. It's things like not being able to sleep properly at night. You're laying down flat and you feel like, you know, like you can't breathe, almost like you're going to pass out. And if you don't know anything about heart failure, you probably would attribute those things to having asthma, which I was diagnosed with when I was younger as well. Things like when you do go to do activities, you find that it's harder than before. So you probably might say, well, I'm just, you know, out of shape. Mm-hmm. So the signs were there subtly, but being completely ignorant to heart failure and heart problems, and also telling myself that I was a bit too young to have any issues like that, I dismissed it, which was rather foolish of me. I remember going to a particular doctor one time with a complaint, and I was telling the doctor, well, my heart is racing at night when I'm at rest, and I don't know why that should be. So the doctor told me, it sounds like you have acid reflux. And I didn't know any better, so I accepted that. He gave me some medication, and that was that. But realistically, that was the first signs, really, of my heart failure. Fast forward a couple years, and I was married, and one night I was laying in bed, and I couldn't sleep, and I asked my wife to take me to the hospital. I went to the asthma bay, and after a while, the nurse told me, well, these symptoms are not asthma. This is the heart problem. And that was when it was diagnosed, and that was in December of 2015.
Okay, so for our listeners, just give us a timestamp. How old were you when you had your first set of symptoms?
My first set of symptoms that I can remember, I was probably 31, 32.
And your diagnosis was made at around age?
Age 35.
Okay, so we have about a 4 or 5 year gap there. Okay, we seem to have our second special guest back with us. Hi, good evening. Alicia?
Alicia is also having audio issues, so she's trying with another device.
Alicia,
can you hear us? No, she can't.
No. Okay, well, Dr. Massey, good evening, Dr. Massey.
Hi, good evening. I hope I've unmuted successfully.
Yes, you have. There's that familiar voice.
Good Stop evening. Smiling, Gretston.
That's all right, sir. It happens to me sometimes.
Regularly. Don't feel bad, Dr. Massey. It happens quite regularly with him. It's great to have you in with us this evening, and we're looking forward to the value that you can add to the discussion. Whilst we wait for Alicia, let's talk a little bit about the symptoms that Barry was having and the diagnosis of reflux. Is it uncommon that heart trouble can be misdiagnosed as reflux? Let's actually take this one, and then we'll ask Don some questions a little later on.
No, it is very, very common. And I always give the story of one of the greatest clinical cardiologists who was found dead in his garden, died of a heart attack, but misdiagnosed himself with reflux for months before. And that's the story that I always give. He was one of the greatest cardiologists of his time. His books are now antiques, selling for hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And if he could misdiagnose it, then I think I'm forgiving for most doctors who do misdiagnose heart disease for reflux. I think what has to happen, and in a case like we just heard, you really wouldn't suspect a young man like Barry to have it. So therefore, this is age profiling, Barry. This is not racial profiling. This is age profiling.
Correct.
And I think what we are now learning is that we have to dispense with that kind of mindset. There was a time when we profiled in Barbados on the basis of heart disease occurring only in foreigners. I do remember telling people in England when I trained that heart disease in Barbados is a tourist disease. It comes in November and it leaves in April. And as time has gone by, that has changed. So I think now it's got to be an approach of just do not profile anybody coming into your office. Listen to the story and then make the diagnosis, because you've got now so many young people presenting with heart disease.
Certainly, you must have that high index of suspicion. You know, expect the worst and make sure that you ensure that that is not what the patient has. I think that's instructive for us as physicians, family physicians especially. Dr. Scantlebury, let me ask you, what exactly is heart failure?
Heart failure is a clinical diagnosis. It's a clinical syndrome whereby the heart is unable to meet the demands of the body. So the heart, we know, is kind of like the generator of the body. It supplies the body with blood that has oxygen and nutrients, et cetera. It beats on average about 60 to 100 times a minute, and it sends out a certain amount of blood each time it beats. So your patient has heart failure, the heart is having difficulty keeping up with the demands of the body, either at rest or when the patient is trying to exercise. Or there's a second part of that coin. It's the inability of the heart to meet those demands without having an increase in the pressure within the heart. So either way, what happens is that the patient has symptoms of forward failure, where they get weakness, fatigue, the kidneys don't work as well as they should. They find that, you know, they're trying to go up a flight of stairs and they get out of breath, or they just are unable to have enough power to get through the day. Or there are signs of backward failure, sometimes we call it, where fluid backs up into the lungs or into the rest of the body, and you get fluid in the lungs backing up and causing shortness of breath when patients try to lie down at night. So I think one of the reasons why Barry may have been diagnosed with reflux is that he probably had a little bit of a cough when he lay down flat at night. And someone thought, oh, well, that cough is, you know, acid reflux going up into the throat, causing a little tickle and whatever. But it was probably fluid backing up into the lungs when he was lying on flat. And then also you may get swelling of the legs or congestion of the liver, where the liver gets a little bit swollen, and you may get abdominal discomfort as well. I think I used a few jargony type words in there. So if anybody has any issues with my explanation, you can ask a few extra questions. But heart failure, as I said, is a syndrome. And like I learned first from Dr. Massey and others of his ilk, older generation, that once you make a diagnosis of heart failure, you can't stop there. There has to be a reason for that heart failure. So we still have to look a little bit.
And that was my next question. What was it that precipitated heart failure in our patient, Barry? Have they found out your cause, Barry? Are you willing to share that with us? Is it unknown?
It's unknown.